I don't know, in the war, maybe or maybe not. I just need to clear my mind here, to understand something. Up in north of Sweden, there is, or was, this factory for making batteries for cars, electric cars. Northvolt. They were going to produce those batteries from minerals, as far as I understand, materials that were locally available, that are locally available up there. And then it was more difficult than they thought. They had to import, continue importing cathode, a part of the batteries from China, I guess. And they were struggling, but they were still then hoping to work towards sustainable production with local materials, which kind of makes sense to me that even if you can't make it immediately, then take step by step into that direction, right? Patience. So what's the problem there? But then this documentary on Uppdrag Granskning, they generally I have had respect for their documentaries. Just seems bizarre, because here you have, I just have to clear my mind, is it just me? Here you have two girls, I think it was, journalists, who lived in a mobile home up next to the homes that were available for the workers in that factory. And then trying to ask them meeting resistance among people in that company. And when there's resistance, you tend to think that, oh, there's something that they want to hide here. But what was it that they wanted to hide so badly, which then makes us suspect crime or something against the environment or against the investors or Swedish people, whatever? Or against nature, or lies, and which is of course not that uncommon. But here the problems seem to be difficulties in the production and the need to import certain parts of the batteries. But in general, it seemed that, oops, they got into trouble here. It was more difficult than they thought. So they haven't sold that much. They couldn't really keep up with the projections, you know, and then you are there in the board of that company and you have to defend why you don't fulfill your promises and your projections and the shareholders will otherwise start to consider selling their shares, and if that happens, then there you go. Nobody wants to buy more shares. Rumors will spread. Maybe they don't sell, but they will speak. And in this way, it starts to go down, rumors and so on. But anyway, back to this documentary. The only thing that these two girls seemed to focus on, well, that they spoke about really, was the fact that, yes, we are now going to prove that this nefarious leaders of this company, Northvolt, committed the terrible crime of importing parts of their batteries rather than producing them on site. This whole almost an hour long documentary was just about these two girls spying around, speaking to a couple of employees with these voice filters and everything, looking very serious, who just basically said that, well, it didn't work out as well as we thought. I mean, such things happen when you start a company. But here it was, yes, we now can see the crime they performed by not using only ingredients from Sweden. But what made it so bizarre to me is that these girls seemed a bit stupid. They just wanted to make some kind of Uppdrag Granskning documentary and show that we are in the top level of journalism here in Sweden now. And maybe they knew someone. And yes, you can do that one. That sounds like a good idea. But they never asked, even, it seems, the first questions, that why did it go so bad? What happened? What is the international situation for batteries? Did anything change? And I happen to know that it did. That China came out a couple of years ago, I think, with new batteries that are so superior and so much cheaper. And here we have this company up in north of Sweden struggling with maybe tenfold the problems of production, or maybe even more than they had anticipated, which is of course not that uncommon. But the costs of overcoming these problems and the time without income put such pressure on the company, of course, that the price per battery must become very high for them to even break even. And there you have China coming out with batteries that are far better and cheaper. And in Sweden they are struggling with building a company, battery production factory, at high costs to build batteries that China built 10 years ago or something. And just the sheer insight how behind Sweden is on that market is chilling, you could say, to some, I guess. Now, that could have been the focus on this, in this documentary. But it really, I mean, when you see this one, I'm kind of surprised. And in the end, they sit there, another woman who's, I don't know who she is, maybe she's the boss of the other one. And she even seems a little embarrassed because the interview becomes so, again, bizarre. They just kind of conclude in there and then that, yes, Northvolt, they didn't do very well. And then this leader here, her boss or whatever, this tells us that, yeah, it was some time ago that your documentary was shown here on Swedish television, and after that Northvolt went bankrupt. And of course, these are influential, these documentaries, the Swedish television, and the shareholders watch that. Look at this, oh, sell your shares immediately. And then wham, company crashed. Maybe due to that documentary made by those two girls, I don't know, but probably more because they realized that, hey, this is financially a no-go, and that this documentary triggered that, and they realized that, yeah, even these stupid girls, because I think they seem not very intelligent, they simply want to find some dirt in a company that is in trouble, because then it becomes interesting and something that people want to watch. I mean, just journalists can sometimes be cynical and just look at what disaster they can make money on by drawing viewers. This is what they learn. It's American style, right? So if you're not very intelligent, meaning you don't look deeper than that, just look at your career and your money and making some cool production. And nothing sells better than bad news. But then, why am I saying all this? Because I just had some thought that maybe I can weave this into the end of war story. The story of Northvolt. And then again, because what happens in our story is the prediction story, is that this World War III, whatever it is, it's just building up, and it gets, and they make all these tariffs. So after a while, those cheap, really good batteries from China, they become so expensive that how are you going to, you know, electric cars become super expensive. And then some Swedes up there in north, hey, we have this north wind and this whole factory building is still here. Let's buy that bankrupt company and build it up on our own here. The townspeople and the neighbor, and we can give jobs to each other. And we had the smart Indian young people who came here, and they are the super experts in these battery construction, and maybe Chinese can come, and we and the Chinese wouldn't mind. I mean, just sharing expertise and getting a good little look into another country and learning from the Swedes as well. So they start to actually build up production, and they go through all these trials and tribulations, but finally they get a battery that, yes, works, and that is produced in Sweden. Now then those batteries start to become popular, and yes, they finally succeeded, the local people, not the big global corporations. And that way it goes, just like the trouser manufacturing down there in Ulricehamn, Bogesund. Yeah, and in this way, we make one very important and positive point here that we can call it blessing in disguise. But yes, things seem, you know, to go down. Economy is coming down, tariffs are going up, and we've got an Asia, a global south, which takes care of itself, and other countries, the ironically the former colonialist countries and their allies, karma is a bitch. And well, you know, there is, I think, say Arabic or something saying that, or maybe Persian, God's sword cuts late but deep. So yeah. But then God is merciful. And those who are not completely asleep in their pride and hubris and their dream that they have been lulled into of being forever protected in their comfort zone. Those who are a bit awake, they take care of themselves, and it happens in the small towns here and there. People, they are more awake. It's the big city people who just go down the drain, and those places get infested with crime and all kinds of things. So, but anyway, yeah, so that's an interesting story to build upon here also, right?